Hey, Gore Mountain skiers and riders, this is Julia with your snow report for Thursday, December 14th, ski day number 20. This report is brought to you by Aaron's. Today is the last day to get your frequent skier card. A frequent skier card gets you discounts on every day you visit the mountain. The card entitles you to 50% off midweek tickets and 25% off weekends and holidays. For adults, that's just a $57 midweek ticket and an $85 weekend holiday ticket. These are great options if you know you're not gonna buy a pass, but know you'll ski one of the Ski 3 mountains at least once or twice. The last day to get one is today at midnight. Today is gonna be a sunny high near 35 with northwest winds of 8 to 10 miles per hour. Look for 15 trails and 5 lifts spinning. Our groomers gave a nice coating to everything we plan on opening today. We love skiing and riding in the sun. It's planned to be a lovely day out on the mountain with a sunny day and snow still in the trees. It will be a bit blustery, so dress warm with low temperatures. But hey, that's good news for our snowmaking team. Snowmakers have moved the guns to the summit onto Cloud and Headwaters. They are still making snow on Pine Knot and Uncas, which could open before the weekend on Friday. Stay tuned. Bear Cub, Otter Slide, and Lower Sunway are also getting some snowmaking. Explore down an easier route down Lower Sunway, Pete's Paradise, and Jamboree. We also just dropped the rope on Fox Lair and have been enjoying skiing that. With 3 mountain areas to explore, there's something for everyone. Hey freestylers, we added 4 more features to the pop-up park on Twister. Now that we have all levels of terrain, it's the perfect time to book your lesson. In between runs, head to the Tannery Restaurant and Pub, or the Base Lodge Food Court, Waffle Cabin, or Saddle Lodge for some delicious food and beverages. Today's food court lunch special is a Moroccan veggie burger for $11. Safety reminder, people ahead of you or downhill have the right of way. It is your responsibility to avoid them. Information in this report is subject to change, so check out the snow report at goremountain.com for the most up-to-date information. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the slopes.